grandmother's
chilly, isn't it?
Yeah. So the reason why it's so cold indoors is because there's no central heating in Sichuan.
Some
of the Yangtze, all of the provinces don't actually have central heating, because I guess the government figures it's not cold enough to need it.
So do they wear coats indoors then?
Yes, exactly. And in the winter, everyone wears coats, scarves, hats, the whole thing.
Thank God for the walk and cooking.
Well, Ching gets to know the family. I really want to see the local market and join Jenny's aunt on her daily trip to buy fresh ingredients. Most days she's here at the crack of dawn to get the best produce. She spends around 5 hours each morning shopping and preparing lunch for her family. I offer to help out with a dish of my own.
More sausages.
And I'm on the lookout for inspiration. It's a struggle, though, to understand the local dialect.
So typical Chinese.
You mean
I've always loved markets, and in China, they're a particular pleasure. Chaotic, and despite the government's pledge to improve food safety, I can't see many fridges.
Oh, you see this fish, see? Live. Live. This is how Chinese want freshness. They want to make sure the fish is really fresh. Look at this fresh frog.
This is
fish,
and there's fish inside.
Turtles, of course.
I spotted some rabbit, a specialty in Sichuan. The Chinese actually produce more rabbit than any other country, although they export most of it.
What they've done is quickly blanch it in hot water and they pull the skin off, which is how rabbit is done. You would not see this in Beijing or Guangzhou or anywhere I've been in China. I mean, duck, chicken, of course, you see that everywhere, but certainly not rabbit. And they just love it. It's a great protein. It's a sustainable food, and it was quite poor here, which is why they eat rabbit.